Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for joining me today in this live webinar. This is a very important subject because I think everybody wants to live longer. Everybody wants to look younger, and everybody wants to avoid disease and have good immunity and good strength. And I think the majority of us want a good libido too. So that's what we're going to talk about today, is extending your life, longevity, putting off aging symptoms, aging signs, and living longer and having quality of life. Now, first, I want to say a few things that, you know, I think many of us accept health problems as we age, and this is unnecessary. People in their 70s and the 80s often feel that everybody in their 70s and their 80s has joint pain. Well, that's not true. Many of my patients have no joint pain, and some of them are in their 80s and their 90s. My mother's 87. She has no joint pain nor arthritis. It never has. So it's not, you don't need to have joint pain later in life. Another one that a lot, particularly women, believe is part of aging is urinating at night, nocturnal urination. This is not necessary. I mean, of course, if you're my patient, you can see that I always try to treat this because it disturbs your sleep. And if your sleep is disturbed, then your health is going to be disturbed. You're going to become weaker and basically age, all because you're getting up at night to urinate. It's very treatable. It has nothing to do with old age. I mean, sure, your organs and your bladder may be older, but it's very treatable. And of course, I have many testimonials in this regard of mostly women thanking me for helping them to resolve this nighttime urination. So you don't need to be urinated at night. You don't need to have pain. You don't need to have degenerative bones. You don't need to have poor memory. That's not part of the aging. That's part of, you know, that's a health issue that's come upon you later in age. You can have vigor, strength, mental clarity, right up until your last days. And that's what you want, quality of life. So if you want quality of life, first of all, you're going to have to focus on, you know, living a healthy life, addressing your health issues, not masking them over with some type of medication, and, you know, realizing that you're going to have to make some work. So our subject today in Ayurvedic terms is a type of treatment. It's called rasayana chikitsa. Rasa means the juice or the essence of your life. Sometimes it's translated as the blood plasma and the juice in your body, but it's this rasa. We're going to use this word because there's no real direct translation in English, rasa. And the treatment is called rasayana, and yana means like path. So this is the path of good rasa, and chikitsa means treatment. So what we could translate this as is rejuvenation treatment, rejuvenating treatment. That's how you would translate it. Or we could say anti-aging treatment. But in Ayurveda, this is a category of treatment called rasayana chikitsa, the path of good rasa, good juice. Where is this juice coming from? It's coming from your digestion. When you digest food, it becomes liquefied, and then it's absorbed into the bloodstream. And then from the bloodstream, you know, it's the muscles are using these nutrients to move. Then, you know, some of these nutrients are stored in your fat tissue, which supplies your nerves and your bones and ultimately your reproductive system. So this juice of your body, this rasa, is coming from your food and your ability to digest the food and turn it into good rasa. So that's what we want. We want good rasa, and we could also use good ojas. Ojas means the ability to resist disease. But when you have, these are two things that go together. So signs of good rasa, good juice. Signs would be, you know, good endurance. You can work all day. Good libido. You're a good lover, nice skin, not a lot of blemishes, a good digestion, because you have to have good digestion to have good rasa and ultimately to, you know, have longevity. And people don't associate poor digestion with aging, but there's a big connection there. And of course, other signs of good rasa, or good, you know, healthy state of a person, is good memory. And of course, looking young. If you look young, it's a good sign. I hope I look younger than 60. I know those gray hairs, you know, they kind of give you away. But if it weren't for those gray hairs, see, you get rid of those gray hairs, I look pretty young. And the beard. So you want to look young and feel young and have good immunity, or ojas. Immunity means you're not catching colds, you're not catching flus. Everybody around you is catching flus, catching colds, but you're not. Everybody else is, you know, immunity or ojas is your ability to resist disease. That's what you want, is this type of, those are the signs of good rasa. And in Ayurveda, there's treatment. We're going to talk about the food and the herbs that we use to treat a person to, with rasayana chikitsa, to increase their longevity. But the signs of poor rasa, or we could say, you know, in need of this treatment, rasayana, would be, of course, dry, depleted skin, poor digestion, spots on the skin, wrinkles all over the face. Now, we see many politicians like that, you know, a lot of wrinkles, a lot of spots. You know they're not. Already had a couple heart bypasses. Maybe they don't even have a heart. They already got some heart surgery. So, you know, they may look wealthy, but when you see their face and you see the wrinkles and you see the stress and you see the liver spots and you see that they're older, they look older than they really are, or they need a lot of makeup to hide it all, then this is, they're actually very unhealthy. But it, what we really mean here is they don't have good rasa. They need rasayana chikitsa, or they're going to be shortening their lives. Other signs of poor rasa was being underweight. This is a very important point because, of course, you know, if you're from the West Coast, you like to slip into your bikini in the summertime, you're probably dieting and skipping meals. I know in California, you can have 50-60-year-old women dieting to get in their old bathing suit that they had when they were 30s. 20s. They want to fit in that old bathing suit. Now, unfortunately, fasting, juicing, skipping meals, intermittent fasting, and losing weight when you don't need to, this is shortening your life. This is depleting your juice, depleting your rasa, which is what we're talking about, is this juice or essence of life that keeps you healthy and builds your ojas and builds your strength and your endurance. And we can see when a person is too thin, underweight, they get tired easy, they get sick easy, they're weak, they're oversensitive. Well, you know, that's not state healthy. But hey, it could look good in a bikini. And they may still fit in their old bikini, but they're not healthy. So being underweight, and most people are women who are thin with their ribs sticking out, collarbones, holes here in the collarbones, bony all over the back of the hand. If you're you got bones sticking out of the back of your hand, you got your ribs showing, and you got your big holes here in the collarbone, you're underweight, you are depleted. And if you want to have longevity and you want to live longer, you don't want to be in that state. You need to eat your meals. I mean, could be 2 meals a day, 3 meals a day, 4 meals a day. You know, each person is different, but if you're depleted and underweight, then 4 meals a day. And you don't want to be fasting and juicing and trying to live off of celery juice, which is the most crazy, you know, type of juicing, particularly if you're talking longevity, because it's too depleting. So we talk about rasayana chikitsa, this type of rejuvenation or longevity treatment. That's what this is, we're talking about here. This is a type of treatment in Ayurveda under the 8 modes of Ayurvedic treatment. Kaya chikitsa, which is what mostly I'm practicing, is a treatment of disease. But we're talking about rasayana chikitsa. It's a restorative. So it's important to understand how these two go together. If you initially you have a health issue, could be poor digestion, constipation, high blood pressure, fatty liver, cholesterol, diabetes, kidney failure, these need to be treated first. There's no doubt. You can't go straight into Roscianni. You have to improve the systems and the tissue in the body first and kind of reach a state of homeostasis where you have a good appetite, you have a good digestion, you're sleeping good, and you know, your weight's either gone up if you were too underweight, or your weight's gone down if you're too overweight. And I meet more people who are underweight than overweight, by the way. And generally, I have to put a weight on them. Of course, I can't tell them that's what I'm up to. But actually, I see every day people, particularly women, who need more weight. And once they put on that weight, they sleep better, they feel better, they're more grounded, they're not as anxious, they're not as nervous, they're not as hypersensitive, and they feel better. But unfortunately, they got to go buy a new bikini. That's the only problem. But, you know, we should never try to control our weight too much. We should let the body find its natural weight. And I do have a YouTube video on this, are you underweight? But once again, let's talk about this Roscianna Chickasaw now that we understand what is good Rasa and what is poor Rasa and what normally people are thinking when they think of treatments. They're thinking of Shodhana Chickasaw, which is like detoxification or Panchakarma. And some of these are necessary. But in Ayurveda, these treatments, or we could just call them all detoxification or treatments of systems and organs in the body that are inflamed or congested or depleted, that has to be done first. So, of course, if you're a nutritionist, everybody that comes to you, you give up nutrition. But in Ayurveda, we have nutrition, and we could call this Roscianna Chickasaw a type of nutrition. It's a building and strengthening treatment, which is done after Kaya Chickasaw or Shodhana Chickasaw or Panchakarma, where you're treating the body, you're cleansing it out, you're improving all of the different systems in the body and resolving these chronic health problems. You do that first. And that's, of course, what most people come to me. That's all they want to do. They don't really want to continue after that. They're like, thank you. Give me a testimonial. And they're gone. Because they're happy. Their blood pressure's down. Their weight's down. Their blood sugar's down, et cetera. But in fact, and if you're a client of mine, you should really take note here. After I treat you for this, or we could say the herbs and Ayurveda treats you for this health condition, which you came to me for, when I'm done, then after this detoxification treatment or treatment of a particular organ like your cardiovascular system or just reducing weight, after that's done, then you should always do the next stage, which is what we're talking about today, Roscianna Chickasaw, rejuvenation. Particularly if you lost 40 pounds, 80 pounds, and now you're down to a good weight, you should do a little rejuvenation treatment afterwards. If you've had some health issue, been taking herbs and following a restrictive diet for 6 or 7 months to get that health condition under control, after it's under control and you're kind of weaned yourself off the herbs, because you don't take herbs forever. People always ask me, do I have to take it forever? It's working good. It's lowering my blood pressure. Do I have to take it forever? No, that's pharmaceutical meds. You take it until the herb is done doing its job, improving your cardiovascular system, relaxing your heart muscles, clearing your arteries, lowering your plaque, lowering your cholesterol. And after it's done, it may take it a little while, 6, 7, 8 months, 2, 3 months to 8 months. But when it's done, you don't need to keep taking the herbs. And at that point, you should do this rejuvenation therapy, Roscianna, and rejuvenate after the treatment. Unfortunately, most people don't do it, even though I try to talk them into it, even though I send out a lot of emails telling my existing clients that after you've addressed your major health issues that you came for, you should still allow me to continue with you at least one more appointment so I can rejuvenate your whole body and build your immunity, build your strength, build your endurance, and most important for many people, building your libido. And who wouldn't want that? So all of those are very, very important. And that is longevity. Longevity in Ayurveda isn't just about having good skin and buying some expensive cosmetics and hiding your wrinkles and doing Botox. No, that's back to just masking the issue. Once again, good longevity is strength, endurance, good complexion, good energy, and not weak. Not fatigued, Okay. So a lot of things are necessary to treat that, to achieve that. And that is, of course, good digestion. Number one, good sleep. Number two, good elimination. Number three, and then ultimately you have to reach a state of homeostasis where you're not having any major health issues. And then you can do this Rasa Yana Chikitsa. And I encourage all of you to do it. Anybody over 35 or 40 in Ayurveda is recommended to do Rasa Yana Chikitsa at least once a year. It's rejuvenation therapy. So I hope you have a better understanding what we're talking about and what you want to state you want to be in to achieve this. Now let's talk about some foods. Of course, you want building and strengthening foods, not celery juice. Celery juice is a very depleting juice. I'm not saying that it doesn't have some value, but in juicing, skipping meals, only having coffee, that's opposite of what we're talking about. That's only going to age you faster. What you want is building. What's one of the most building, strengthening things? Raw milk. We get that right here from the fresh grade A raw milk. That's building and strengthening. Even wheat, bread. I know everybody's afraid of gluten nowadays, but that's one of the most building and strengthening grains you could have. Anything from a bee. I got some bee pollen here. We'll just, you can't really lose with bee pollen. There's some bee pollen. Wonderful. There's some honeycomb, honey. These are all building, strengthening foods. And of course, we have many herbal products. But, and every person needs their own diet depending on their own property, body type, vikriti, and even the seasons. There's many factors to pick your own diet. So I can't tell you what's the best diet, but it's not a detox diet. It's not a depleting diet. It's a rejuvenating diet. It's a strengthening diet. And unfortunately, in our society, most of us do need to detox and cleanse, particularly if we've had a lot of bad habits of snacking, eating junk food, etc. for years, maybe decades. Then definitely you have to clean, you have to detox, you have to lose weight, you have to clean the fat out of the liver, you got to flush out the bladder, get rid of the inflammation in the joints, the muscles, improve the memory, get the circulation going. Most people after 50 have a lot of work to do from 30 years of bad habits. But once that's done, then you want to do rejuvenation therapy. So if you do come to me, we still will have to deal with your health issues first. And once we're done, then we can focus on this rejuvenation treatment, Rasa Yana Chikitsa. And of course, we have many products for this because this is a science of Ayurveda. And one of them here is called Chyawanprash. Chyawanprash, this is called special Chyawanprash. There's many types of Chyawanprash. Some even have saffron in it that I really love. I used to get. And Chyawanprash, Chyawan means, it's the name of the guy. I think he's about 800 years ago. And prash means jam. So this is made with ghee, honey, and herbs, particularly a lot of amlaki. So you just take a spoon of it. See, it's like black. And it's very good. If I had a spoon, you know, I would do it. And it's very good for children, for immunity, for weakness, for fatigue. And I take one spoon every day all during the winter so I can stay nice and strong and never catch cold or flu. So that's a building. See, we're not talking detoxing. A lot of the, you know, of course, when you get herbs, you can get tea. Well, no tea is really going to be building and strengthening. Now, of course, I do have one that's building and strengthening, and that's vitamin and mineral tea. And that's because it's got all these building herbs in it, like ashwagandha, you know, and nettle, horsetail. And these are, you know, just herbs that are known to be very nutritious. So this would be the closest thing I have to a building tea. But see, tea, you're just taking the decoction or the infusion of the tea. You're not really digesting the tea. So it's not going to have much building and strengthening effect. I mean, you can do stimulating, you know, you've got ginseng, green tea, coffee. They're stimulating, but not building. So, and that tea, I would say, is more highly nutritious more than it is building. So you got teas and you've got powders, churnas, they come in powders, the main way Ayurveda has herbs. Then you have rishtas, which come like in wines or liquids like that. And then, but for building and restorative, you're going to get them in ghee form. Here's a particular one here, fertility ghee, see? And this is, of course, you know, to help improve the female reproductive system and make her more fertile. And it's in ghee, the herbs are in ghee, because you're not trying to deplete the reproductive system, you're trying to support it and build it. Same for this brain ghee, you know? So this is a building and strength, and you're not trying to, it's good for short-term, long-term memory and adrenal health. So when you, we have a whole product line in ghee. In fact, we're just sold out of it, and it's called Vitality Ghee. And Vitality Ghee is using one of the most important herbs in Ayurveda that's a building and strengthening herb, and that is ashwagandha. So here it is. There's ashwagandha, you know, organic ashwagandha root powder, and this is very restorative and building herb. And you can see this ashwagandha is the main ingredient in our adrenal tonic. See, supports adrenals, health, provides non-stimulating energy and reduces anxiety. And the first ingredient is ashwagandha. And it's got other herbs that are building, other very important herbs in Ayurveda for building and strengthening. Bala. There's bala, and it's a root. So you could call it bala mul. Mul means root, and bala means strength. So this ashwagandha ghee or this adrenal tonic that you see here, it's got the ashwagandha first. And then vidarikan, which is another building herb. It's actually a potato. Then bala, then brahmi, which is for the mind, nourishing the mind. Tulsi. Tulsi is also a really wonderful herb in Ayurveda, good for immunity. And then it's just backed with a little cinnamon, licorice, and ginger. But you really got that ashwagandha, bala, and vidarikan, these building, strengthening, almost weight-gaining herbs. So this is very good for the weak, thin, frail person, or vata, vikriti, to give them strength and stamina through the day so they're not tired. And we do have a version for the pittas that uses more shatavari. And shatavari also is a strengthening, building herb. And so we have a adrenal tonic for pitta types who are hot, because ashwagandha, too much ashwagandha is not good for pitta. And of course it's weight gaining, so it's not too good for kapha. And you don't do this rasayana chikisa if you're kapha or overweight. You got to lose the weight first. But there's other things, other ways that we get in these building, rejuvenating herbs is in what we call our superfoods, which are not really traditionally Ayurveda. But again, they got wheatgrass, dashamula, which means 10 roots, spirulina, which you know about, corella, which you know about, and there it is, ashwagandha again, and beetroot powder, which is nutritional. So there's a lot of ashwagandha in here too. And that ashwagandha, you know, you're taking it every day like a vitamin. So it's building, it's strengthening. And the pitta version, just instead of using ashwagandha, is just using more shatavari. It's more cooling. Wheatgrass is first. Then, barley grass, wheatgrass, alfalfa, and there's shatavari over there. So this is like, there's a little corella in it, a little alfalfa, and then more sweeter cooling herbs like coriander. A little stevia. So this is like a breakfast. You take like a tablespoon, you mix it up with some raw milk if you're pitta like me, and it's like this creamy, and you drink it, and oh, you feel like strong. Like before I go ride my horse, I get a spoon. Like say I'm tired during the day, I'm not hungry, but I just don't feel strength to go ride my horse, because you know it's a lot to hang on to that horse and gallop down the road. You need a little something. And that's when I take it before I ride, but also take it in the morning, particularly if I have a long day. And sometimes I take it right in the middle of the day for stamina and strength to keep me going with client after client after client. And of course, there's another great Rossiana, which I think many people have heard of now, Shilajit. See, Shilajit. Now, Shilajit, this is a Shilajit powder. We call it mineral energy powder. There's no real stimulant to it, but it does give you energy. And Shilajit's called the conqueror of fatigue. We have it in tablets and we have it in powder. I prefer the powder because actually I put a little bit of that powder in my superfood, mix it up with some raw milk, and I'm like Superman after that, I tell you. But it says here, high in trace minerals, removes fatigue, rejuvenative, and useful in many diseases. So it says right on there, rejuvenative. So it is really, Shilajit is really a rejuvenative, almost like a mineral supplement, but natural. Now, there's many aspects, many parts of the body could be rejuvenated, just like, you know, you feel tired and fatigued and your brain is not focusing. You could use a brain ghee to help rejuvenate the brain and strengthen it. We're not trying to clear it out, flush it out. I mean, we do have herbs that kind of open up the channels in the brain for poor memory and dementia, but this ghee is more calming, restorative, and building. But say you have degenerative bones. Well, these are basically, you know, type of tonic. Tonic means building, but these are also tonic herbs. And we have this Ayurvedic bone building formula. And it's made of, you know, powders of pearl, balas in here, moringa, which I know some people have heard of now, dashamul, 10 roots, you saw that earlier. And then ashishringala, which is an herb for building bones, which now they found out is very high in calcium and minerals. So that's a type of Rossiana. You're just building the bones. Any of these treatments that are building bones, strengthening, making you stronger, that's Rossiana Chickasaw. And here, say your hair is thinning, you know, you can do hair and nail formula, make your nails thicker. And, you know, these are other herbs here, many of which we haven't really talked about, but there is some ashwagandha in here. So these are examples of building herbs. And you notice when you do building herbs, particularly like these adrenal tonics, where you got Shatavari, Bala, Licorice, Vidarikam, they're sweet, creamy. That's why you can mix it with milk. You don't even take it with water. Not, of course, if you're too kapha procrotine, you have respiratory congestions and things. There's still many counterindications to milk, raw milk. But if you're Vata or Pitta, and Vata, you can digest it. Most Pittas, they don't have an issue with milk. Then milk is also a building and strengthening substance, just like a butter is a ghee. So that's why most of these Rossianas are in ghee, or they're made to be taken in milk, like the bone building formula. We say, take it in milk. You know, hair name formula, we say, take it in milk. And even the adrenal tonic, take it with milk or a teaspoon of ghee along with it, because we're trying to build and trying to strengthen. We're trying to support the adrenals, support all the tissue, create rasa. And we want this juice that then can feed the rest of the tissue in the body and make you strong. And so this is the type of treatment we're talking about. And the results is, which we mentioned earlier, endurance, good libido, nice complexion, and of course, most important, you're just looking young, and maybe even more important, you're feeling young, feeling good. That's very, I think other things are very important too, as far as good immunity and good attitude, but you see the point. So I hope this helps you understand how to live longer, and hope you helped you understand what not to do. Don't over cleanse, don't over detoxify, and don't become underweight. Don't even, if nobody's calling you overweight and somebody sometimes calls you skinny, then you're definitely not overweight. Just because you got a little extra weight down there in your thighs or a little belly, it could be digestion creating that weight in the belly, and a little extra weight in your thighs ain't going to hurt you. So don't be doing radical cleansing, detoxing, fasting, intermediate fasting, skipping meals, living off of coffee. Those are all the opposite of what you want to do. If you want to live longer, you want to have a good digestion, you want to have a good appetite, you want to be able to digest your food, eliminate it timely, sleep like a baby, wake up with vigor and appetite, and be having, of course, good endurance, not feel fatigued. If you're fatigued in the afternoon, taking naps in the afternoon, you're probably depleted, or you could be congested, or you could be inflamed, but often it's just depletion from over cleansing, skipping meals, not having enough nutrition, sometimes not from good digestion. Good digestion often is the cause. People eating good food have poor digestion. They still become weak and depleted and even underweight. But of course, the main reason people are underweight is because they're trying to be underweight. They don't realize they're probably shortening their lives, because you don't want to be thin at the end of your life. You have to have a little extra fat. And, you know, like the ancient text says, in case some pandemic comes rolling around, I know that sounds far-fetched, but they talked about that in the ancient text, that you should always have a little body fat in case you don't have food, in case there's a period where you can't get food. You should have extra body fat to give you, to help you sustain. I mean, even you could go on a trip on a plane and you don't get to eat all day. You don't want to be underweight. You want to have a little reserves. So health does not equate being skinny. That's a very important point I hope I've made. It has to do with these factors that I talked to you about here today: strength, endurance, immunity, not getting sick easy. Many people think, oh, I'm healthy. And I go, did you get cold this year? Yeah. How many times? You got three. How long did it take you to recover? Oh, 2 weeks. So you're not healthy. It's off the list. See, you may think you're healthy because you fit in your bikini or you're thin, but if you're getting ill easy, you're not healthy. If you're getting tired easy, then you're not healthy. If you don't sleep through the night, even if you're urinating, you're not healthy. All of these things are shortening your life. You have to have all of these aspects of your health working, or homeostasis. So I hope that helped you understand. Feel free to contact me if you like to treat your health issues and then do rejuvenation therapy afterwards. And if you are my existing client, then, you know, consider coming back and doing restorative therapy now that I've taken care of your health issue, which is, unfortunately, many people don't do, because they only think of solving that immediate health problem. And when that's gone, they're gone. When really that was the sweet spot, which they could then work on building and strengthening themselves to live longer and age slower. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I wish you all the best of health and happiness and a long, vigorous life.